Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me today. Now, quite often, God uses something around me in the natural to teach me a spiritual lesson or to show me something I need to learn or understand better. And this includes dealing with the grief of losing my daughter from this earth. So today, I want to share with you some of those things that involved walking up some mountain trails a few years ago. I have gone for a lot of morning walks over the years, even before Becca died, and I especially enjoyed those walks for the 5 years we lived in and traveled around the nation in the Hopemobile, because quite often we found ourselves at a campground surrounded by the beauty of nature. Now, some of you may have heard me talk about this or read about it in bits and pieces, but I'm going to put the whole thing together right now. So one time, when we were parked at a place in California, we were down in a valley that was surrounded by mountains. When I would go for a walk, I usually stayed on the trails along the bottom. But one morning, I found myself drawn on a trail that led upward. Now, quite often, I was paying so much attention to the path and my steps that I was missing the view around me. So sometimes I would stop and take a look to enjoy what was there. And it reminded me how it is the same with us as bereavers, because we can be so consumed by our grief, and rightly so, especially those first 12 to 24 months or 3 years, you know, however long it is. I mean, it's a lot longer than people think it should be or that we want it to be, but it's a long time that we are consumed by our grief. But we don't see what's going on around us because of that. And there are still good things going around us. There are still things we can be thankful for. And coming off of this last week, I just hope and pray you did have a day that had some warmth in it and some smiles, and it wasn't just all painful for you. Sometimes we do have to force ourselves to put our grief on pause to look for those good things around us. Now, I also use those times of looking around at the view to get rested before continuing to walk further up the mountain, which made me think about how our grief is a lot of hard work. It can take everything we have just to be in survival mode. It's okay to rest when you're weary, when triggers hit hard, and you don't have any energy to do even the simplest things, like take a shower or put a frozen pizza in the oven for your family. Now, when we think about it, in the natural, the greater the injury, the more time is needed to rest for recovery. If someone has had open heart surgery, the body needs a lot of rest for many weeks to help with the recovery process. We gain strength when we rest. And as someone who has faced the death of your child, it is definitely an emotional trauma. You need a lot of rest to help with the recovery process of your shattered heart. Rest is not only okay, it's what you need in every area, physically, emotionally, and yes, even spiritually in some ways. I remember my father-in-law saying, sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is get some sleep. I love that, and I totally agree. You know, I just got done telling Dave before I started recording that I can tell I am just physically, I'm in a fog. I feel very sluggish because I didn't eat very healthy for Thanksgiving. I had a lot of carbs, and my body is letting me know how much it did not appreciate that. And it's affecting my emotions and everything. Our physical, what's going on in our physical bodies affects us in every area. And so we do need rest, but rest doesn't always mean sleeping or zoning out in front of the TV. We can rest by going to a beautiful spot in nature and just relaxing, taking in the beauty. We can rest by getting a facial or a massage. We can rest by grabbing a warm chamomile tea and reading a fiction book that can take us out of our reality for a while. We can rest by taking a bath surrounded by candles. We can rest by putting on some relaxing music and just sit and absorb it. I think you're getting the idea. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and be willing to wait for Him. So I want you to just take a pause right now and ask yourself what you can do to rest. What makes you feel more relaxed just by thinking about it? Now, I want you to make plans to do it within the next 3 to 5 days. Don't just say, yeah, that sounds nice. I wish I could do that. Figure out how you can make that little piece of rest happen in the next 3 to 5 days. Now, let's go back to my walking these mountains here. Being at the top of that small mountain, okay, maybe it was just really a big hill, but it was awesome. I felt so accomplished being up that high, looking down at the campground and finding the Hopemobile looking so small from such a high place. And God spoke some more personal things to me while I was up there on the top of that mountain. And I picked up a rock that would remind me of what He spoke to my heart. And I can actually see it right now from where I'm sitting recording this. The next day, I found myself on a different trail going up a different mountain. Now, the climb to the top was taking a whole lot longer than I thought it would, and I was getting really tired. And I started hoping that I would meet up with the path I was on the day before, because I knew that would be a quicker way back down than the way I was going right now. And as I kept going, I kept thinking things like, okay, so that path should be just around this next bend. And as I continued going forward, looking for that other path, I eventually found myself at the very top of this new, different mountain. And as I looked to my right, I was shocked to see that way down below me, way down, was the top of the mountain where I'd stood before. I recognized some of the markings. I'd been standing up there praying and talking to the Lord. And so I knew what I was looking for. So I knew that was the mountain I had been standing on the day before. I had no idea that I was climbing that much higher. And it was kind of exhilarating. Looking around at the beauty beneath me and all around me, I mean, I was matching the top of some of these bigger mountains, and then there were more that were taller than where I was. But it was a relief knowing the reason I was so tired was because I had climbed a much bigger mountain than the day before. As we keep walking on our grief journey, one step at a time, and sometimes it is one breath at a time, there will come a day when we suddenly discover that we're doing better than we ever thought we could or would. At the time, though, it feels like we can't go on and things will never get better. So I want to encourage you to keep going, keep climbing. Even if you need to take a break and sit it out for a while, that's okay. We all do. Then give yourself a pep talk, cheer yourself on, like David said, encourage your soul, stand up and take another step. Because it's going to be so worth it when you can look down on where you have been, seeing how far you have climbed when all you did was take one step, one day, 1 minute at a time. Now, cell phones have come a long way in the camera department. However, we all know that when we take pictures of the grandeur and the beauty of nature, it doesn't matter how good the camera is, you cannot capture it fully. You just can't capture what it's like being there. And I could show you a lot of pictures if this were video, right? Not just audio. But I have a lot of pictures I took while I was climbing these California mountains. I could tell you some of those personal things God was speaking to me during that time. But it was my personal climb. Even if we'd been together on that same path, we would have seen things through our own personal view. I would maybe point something out to you, but you would be seeing it through your own thoughts and your own emotions. You would be having your own experience. It would be with me and yet separate from me. Some of our climb would be the same experience, and some of it would be very different, even though we were walking the same path together. And in this same way, we are each on our own grief journey. Even as someone who has lost a child from this earth, there is no way I know exactly how you feel. I know how I felt after my daughter died. I know the suffocating darkness I experienced. I know how I would forget to breathe and have to consciously tell myself to take a breath. I know how I wanted to stop hurting so bad and how I begged God to just take me from here because I didn't want to be here anymore. I know how the darkness lasted for so much longer than I thought it should or wanted to. I know how I didn't want to live, which didn't make sense because I knew in my head I still had so much to live for. I had a loving husband. I had four other children, two grandchildren at the time, and one of those being the 9-year-old daughter of my daughter who had died. But none of that mattered. My heart wanted to be with my daughter who was now gone from this earth. And I knew I couldn't stay here if the rest of my life was going to be this painful. I wasn't suicidal. I just didn't want to live anymore. And like I said, I begged God to take me out of here. You see, we each have many of the same grief experiences, but it's all through our own personal journey of our personal relationship with the one who died. I know how I felt, but that doesn't mean I know how you feel. Even if you lost a daughter the exact same way I lost my daughter through heart damage caused by chemotherapy, we may be on the same path, but we are still each on our own journey. Now, being out in nature and seeing the beauty He created helps us see things from a needed perspective. And I want to encourage you to get outside and enjoy the beauty around you. Now, if you're like us here in Wisconsin, it's starting to get cold, but there are still moments of sunshine that warm up the day a little bit where you can go outside and take a look at the beauty around you. It doesn't have to be big mountains or the ocean. Allow yourself to be in awe of whatever you see and hear and even feel. If it's cold, take your car out and go for a drive. Sit in the car and look at the beauty around you. Now, I know it's kind of hard when all the leaves are gone from the trees, but there's still beauty somewhere. How about going to a greenery somewhere? Or even like around here, our Rotary Gardens does a Christmas light show. Maybe it's not the natural beauty per se, but maybe there's beautiful light somewhere you can go see, or a store that just really does itself up and you can go through there. But what I'm asking you to do is allow yourself to be refreshed in the presence of the one who's so much greater than the creation that you're enjoying, even if it's man's creation, right? Even if it's man's setting up lights in a place of beauty, maybe it's not natural creation. We have a greenhouse that they deck up the front, they deck up the inside, and then you go into the greenhouse and the plants in there are so gorgeous this time of year. So there is a way to find the beauty of creation and allowing yourself to just be refreshed by the one who created all of this. And He's so much greater than just the creation He created. It may not seem like it, but He has you in the palm of His hand, and He is not going to let go of you. He is walking this journey with you. He's actually walking this journey in you. And He has a plan that you can't see right now. He can and He will take care of you every step of your journey here on earth. Getting out in the wonder and the beauty and the amazement of nature will help stir up that truth in you. Even right now, I'll bet if you open a door or look out a door or a window, you're going to see or hear something that will remind you how big our God is. Look up at the sky, look up at the clouds, look at the sunrise, the sunset. He is not limited in being able to help you get through this darkness, and we need to remind ourselves of that. And the beauty of nature does that for me personally anyway so well. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2 says, I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. My grief journey has been a lot like those mountains I was climbing, and I'm guessing yours has been too. I want to encourage you to keep climbing. If you felt like you started up a mountain and found yourself back down in the valley because the climb was too hard, go again after you're rested. So where are you right now with your grief? Are you working your way up and the climb is hard? Is the climb easy right now? Are you on a plateau and resting? Are you back in the valley trying to catch your breath, wondering if it's even possible to even try again? Wherever you are, just close your eyes and imagine Jesus right next to you, because He is not only on the same path, but He is on the same journey with you. So let Him give you the needed strength to keep going. I do want to remind you of some resources specifically for the month of December. Now, I know we are already a week into December when this episode comes out, or a few days in, but one of these things is the Reflections of Hope book for the month of December. There are some entries that have to do with the Christmas season, but there are also a lot of entries that have to do with our grief journey as a whole. It's just daily readings. Just pick up the book, read what day you're on, and get some hope and encouragement for that day. Now, there are two other specific things to help us get through the Christmas season, and one of them is joining me live each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on either the GPS Hope Facebook page or the GPS Hope YouTube channel. And I light a candle on the Advent wreath, reminding ourselves of the special gifts Jesus gave us as we acknowledge still the pain of our earthly loss. Now, these four nights are based on my book, Hope for the Future, An Advent Journey for Bereaved Parents. You don't need this book to join me for these live readings and lightings of the candle, but it does have a daily reading specifically to help us acknowledge the deeply mixed emotions of the holiday season, along with reminders of the hope we have in Jesus. If you have an Advent wreath, you can use it with the book as it tells you which candles to light and when to light them, but you don't need one. Now, for us as bereavers, bereaved parents, Christmas is a time of remembering that our Father God allowed Himself to feel the deepest pain possible, the death of His own child, so that we could have hope, so that we could have peace, so that we could have love, and yes, so that we could even have joy once again after the death of our own child. The whole reason Jesus came to this earth as a baby was to become a man and to die so that we could have life, so our children could have life. God the Father knows what it is like to have a child die, and He did that as an exchange for us, so that we would not have to stay in our place of suffocating darkness and pain that goes beyond words. I would be honored to walk part of that journey with you to help you focus on the miraculous exchange God provided when He sent Jesus to earth as a baby. I will put a link to our webpage about both of these books. The one book, Reflections of Hope for the month of December, you can read more about, you know, how that book works, what it's about. We don't carry those, so you would have to order it over on Amazon, and there is a link for that on the webpage, and also a link to the Hope for the Future book so that you can find out more about that. And on that page, you can also get an instant downloadable PDF of the Advent book for less than $5 if you want to do that and not have to order it and wait for it to get to you. So I will also put a link to the page where you can find out more about the live Advent time I do each Sunday night. All right, let's go ahead and get to this week's birthday segment. And these birthdays are December 1st through the 14th. Gabriel Burgess was born on December 9th, who budded on earth to bloom in heaven. Maria Elena Navarrete was born on December 12th and is forever 55. Tyler Sitter was born on December 12th and is forever 32. Tanner Allen Harris was born on December 13th and is forever 20. As always, we celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it will always be a special and an important day to their families. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, or right now I'm doing podcast episodes every other week, you can go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Just fill out the needed information, and please remember to fill out the pronunciation of your child's name if sometimes it isn't said correctly, because I do want to say that name the right way for you. Just submit that information, and I would be honored to announce your child's birthday to our listeners. And Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week so you can hear your child's name. Since this episode was sharing about my experience of climbing up mountains and comparing it to our grief, here is one more comparison. Now, some of you may have already heard this comparison. If you have, it can be a good reminder. Grief is like carrying a backpack of rocks up a big mountain. At first, you can't move under the weight as you look up to where you need to go. With much struggling, you begin to work your way forward, and after a while, you're able to take some steps, even though at times you stumble backward. Eventually, you discover that you are slowly making your way up the mountain. It's hard, but you're doing it. As you continue, the backpack of rocks becomes a little easier to carry as your strength builds. There are times you will need to take a rest, but the longer you climb, the easier it gets and the fewer rests you seem to need. You will always continue to have the backpack of rocks to carry and the effects of it, and there will always be times it feels heavy again, and you'll need to take a break. Some breaks or times of rest are relatively short, and others take longer because of feeling the full weight you are carrying once again. Grief is a lot of hard work. Fortunately, it does get easier, even though we will deal with it for the rest of our time here. And I know some of you that are still in those first 2 or 3 years, you're wondering, does it really get easier? I have a hard time believing it, but it does. Like I said, just keep going one step at a time. So as we're on this journey, heading up the mountain together with our individual backpack of rocks, I want to remind you, once again, to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.